This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. The fight for life continues and specific pieces of legislation that need to move forward. We'll talk about it today on Jay Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Something that's happening in her body that cannot, at that moment, exist outside of her body. So the idea, for example, that I would need a court's permission for cancer treatment, or the court's permission for a surgery that would remove my hand. Like, if it's my body, I guess I can't understand why the state would have to give me permission.
Groups like Planned Parenthood and others are now getting huge amounts of U.S. taxpayer dollars to promote the abortion agenda all around the world. And I mean, it's like, you know, money is policy. When you fund these organizations, you pay their paychecks, and they work 24/7, they become the lobbyists in foreign capitals, we're enabling abortion.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
How long a process to move from that pro-life position that you took as a young state legislator to where you are now?
Once I got into Congress, I jumped straight into the abortion wars, thinking that if we really wanted to reduce abortions, that we had to address the issue of unintended pregnancies and how we should promote birth control and contraception, and really ran into stiff opposition from the pro-life community who fought on contraception. And that kind of opened me up to think, I'm not so sure I'm agreeing with these folks on a lot of these positions.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to Jay Seculo Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And I want to take your phone calls about the issues of life. We've been talking about it over the last few days. And I do think there's a focus now that needs to be had on those of you who may have had that experience going to Planned Parenthood or feeling like you were misled. If you want to tell your story today, and we've heard from a lot of brave women who have, call our toll-free number now to be on the air with us, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me go right to Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, because, Than, what are we hearing next on the issue of life? We've been doing daily updates on this. Is this going to be moved? Are we going to get a scheduled vote here? I know people are still interested to know on how this is going to move forward.
I think we're moving the right way, Jordan, to be honest with you. I mean, all of the indications coming out of leadership and the Judiciary Committee is that this will be on the agenda in the future. I think the question is when, not if, like Congressman Smith said. I do think it's really important for us to stay focused on this, though, because it would be very easy to let this slip far enough into the year that the Senate would not have adequate time to consider. I don't view that as a viable option either. We need to get it on the calendar. We need to get it on the calendar soon. And just quickly, I'd say you played in the open there, that sound from MSNBC, that this is something that can't exist outside my body. We've got to refocus this. We are talking about viable babies here for the most part after 20 weeks. This is not Roe v. Wade. This is viable babies that are being dismembered.
Folks, so we're going to continue to take your phone calls today, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. These are debates that need to be had. We're talking about fetal pain here. Science has come far enough. We know this information now, but we've got to get our legislation and our laws up to date with that science. Call now if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Our petition still going strong. And we believe this will take the momentum into making sure we get this vote scheduled. If you want to join that petition, call our toll-free number now. That's 877-989-2255. Again, it's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign this petition online. It is a basic part. It's a basic piece of legislation, a 20-week abortion ban. We're talking about late-term abortions here, one of three countries in the world that even allows this procedure. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Thank you.
Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. And I want to go right to the phones now because we are taking calls. We're talking about one specific piece of pro-life legislation here. Let's go to Robert calling in from Maryland on line one. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good afternoon, Jordan. How you doing, Than? I was calling to find out what pieces of pro-life legislation should we as pro-lifers be promoting legislatively in the Congress right now, especially since the 114th Congress was just sworn in earlier this month.
Well, the specific piece we're talking about, Than, it's one that, you know, we've talked about a few times this week, and we've been focusing on this week, the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, long title, the 20-week abortion ban. That's been the focus. You know, the Hyde Amendment, that making that permanent, that did pass last week on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the day for the March for Life. The defunding of Planned Parenthood has not yet come up, but that we'll see that possibly in the future. But the piece of legislation that was ready to be voted on and was scuttled, that is the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, also known as a 20-week abortion ban.
Yeah, and there's a reason that a lot of the discussion on this issue, Jordan, has centered around those three bills, because all three of those bills enjoy wide support among the American people. They could get through the House. I think they could all get through the Senate, and it would really set up a situation where the president had pro-life pieces of legislation on his desk that the American people support. You talk about the 20-week ban. You're talking about the dismemberment of viable babies. And the other two bills that you mentioned, the no taxpayer funding for abortion, and then also the Planned Parenthood defunding bill, those are both pieces of legislation that the American people support, because even if they consider themselves, you know, they would call it pro-choice, they don't want to pay for it. And that's simply what those two bills does. It takes the American taxpayer out of the business of abortion. All three of those bills, Jordan, they should be on the president's desk later this year.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I want to talk to you about your experience, if you've had it with abortion with Planned Parenthood. We've taken a lot of calls from a lot of brave women this week who have shared their story, and I think it's so important when we talk about these issues to share the stories, have the debate that Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry doesn't want people to have, the public discussions about it that they don't want people to have. Let's go back to the phones. Elena is calling in from Oregon on line four. Elena, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning. How's it going? Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi. So I just wanted to tell really quick a little bit about my story. Unfortunately, I made the decision to abort. And when I did, I believe I was 21 or 22 weeks. And what they did was they just charged me a little bit more and made it seem like it was no big deal. The day that I went in there to do it, they started giving me the pain medication, and I didn't feel like I could go through with it, and I started feeling really guilty, and so I told the lady in there that I didn't want to have the abortion, and she at that point took away my choice, and they continued with the abortion, and the next thing I knew, I woke up, and I didn't talk about it for a long time just because of the guilt and the shame associated with abortion in the first place. But I feel like this needs to be told because, you know, one of the big arguments for Planned Parenthood is, oh, you know, a woman's right to choose. But they don't give you that choice. Once you're in, it's almost like a prison where they all they think about is the money and the greed, and they don't think about what it actually does to the woman. And if she wants to change her mind, obviously I'm living proof that they don't let you change your mind. So I just wanted to say that I hope that more people come out and speak, and because this is something that's hard to live with. And Jay, I really appreciate what you do for people's rights. And so, yeah, that's my story.
Well, let me just say thank you, Elena, for telling your story and being brave and calling in. And again, folks, the more stories we hear like that, the more we realize, Than, why this legislation, it is so common sense. I mean, we hear so much that the pressure is so unbelievable. The choice has been made for you by many of these Planned Parenthood-affiliated abortion clinics. And those who have second thoughts are basically told that's not an option. And, you know, you're pushed. And their statistics don't lie. They do over 300,000 abortions a year. This is just the Planned Parenthood abortion clinics. They only do 1,800 adoption referrals. I mean, right there, it tells me that's their business. That's what they're doing. You walk in those doors as a woman who is pregnant and thinking about this and trying to get informed. They're going to push you in that direction. If you open the door to it at all, you're certainly that's where they're going.
Yeah, the statistics are very clear. Also, the stories that we've been hearing this week are very clear. You know, I thought Elena said something very powerful there. She said, they took away my choice. And this is a message that we've been talking a lot on this broadcast. We've got to rally around women, Jordan. And there are two issues specifically that we've got to rally around women on. The first is informed consent. There is no reason that Elena should not have been shown accurate information about what the procedure she was about ready to undergo. They should be given an ultrasound so that they can see the child inside of them, so that they can see the risk of the procedure. And second, Jordan, another one we've talked a lot about, hospital admitting privileges. Tragically, abortions go wrong. Women die after abortions. The idea that the abortion lobby would fight a requirement that an abortionist be able to admit a woman to a hospital after a procedure goes wrong, that is unconscionable. It is pro-women to be for informed consent, and it is pro-women to be for a requirement that if something goes wrong, that woman can be cared for at a neighboring hospital.
Folks, so we're going to continue to take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, you can do something about this. Call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. and sign our petition online. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Rose calling in from Colorado on line 6. Rose, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. I'm 72, and I had an abortion when I was 20, and I can't stress enough the guilt that I felt over this, of knowing that I killed my child. And my challenge is to anyone that's listening to this program and that is considering abortion, please go to a pregnancy center and have an ultrasound done. They're there to help you with all of it. So please don't go through what I went through until I know I'm forgiven. But it's different to forgive yourself. Thank you.
Well, Rose, let me thank you for calling in. today and hearing from you. Again, being brave, telling your story. We're going to take more of these phone calls when we come back from the next break. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you're holding on, we will get to your phone calls. That's 1-800-684-3110. It's why this fight is important. Than, it's a fight that won. It's winnable in the House of Representatives. I look at the Keystone Pipeline last night. I see 9 defections from the Democrat side on this. It's going to make it that much tougher for President Obama. It's not veto-proof, but it's certainly a bigger majority than I think a lot of people were expecting. That's why you have these debates, because you don't predict in the future, especially when you've got leadership changes like we've had.
Well, it's, first of all, one of those fights that you have regardless of outcome. You put it on the floor, you let the votes fall where they may, and then you let voters hold their members responsible. You know, in the case of the legislation we're talking about today, there's no doubt it would have passed the House. It will pass the House in the future. It will pass the Senate. And it sets up that debate with the president. And I actually like your analogy to the Keystone Pipeline, because a lot of people think that the outcome is predetermined here, that the president will veto it and that a veto override won't happen. I'm not so sure that's the case, Jordan. It might happen that way. And if it does, voters can hold members accountable. But you have the fights, especially on issues like this one, where it is just simply the right thing to do. I would like to see it on the floor. I would like to see, first of all, I'd like to see the president sign it. But if he vetoes it, pro-life Democrats and pro-life Republicans should be called to override it.
Folks, so we'll continue to take your phone calls when we come back from this break. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Naghmeh Abedini and I are going to be on Sean Hannity's broadcast later today to talk about their meeting with Naghmeh and her children's meeting with President Obama. Saeed has written a new letter to President Obama thanking him for meeting with his family, saying he's praying for President Obama. You could share that letter. We posted it online at aclj.org. You can share that letter with your friends and family. So I encourage you to go online to aclj.org and do just that. Folks, this is a critical time for life. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to aclj.org and sign this petition online. We've been building great support, and that's good news. But at the same time, we've got to push more. And folks, I want you to call now, and you call our toll-free number. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign this petition online. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's the number you call. If you want to get involved in this issue, you call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I want to go right to the phones. This has been the last couple of days. We really wanted people to tell their stories and tell their experiences. Diane is calling in from Nevada online, too. Diane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Jay. Thank you so much, and thank you for all that you do. You know, those women that called in, I used to be a crisis counselor, crisis pregnancy counselor, and we have two victims here. And Planned Parenthood, someone needs to ask them, and I saw your interview that the Congress did with that crisis pregnancy lady, with the Planned Parenthood lady. And they need to ask Planned Parenthood, do they counsel about post-abortion syndrome? Because there's two victims here. The women don't understand their bodies are going to react as if they had a miscarriage. And those babies have fingerprints and are sucking their thumbs at 8 weeks. I don't buy the 20-week pain thing, but I'm grateful that at least they're trying to get to that. So if maybe some of the senators ask the right questions about the fact that it's a baby and not a cancer, I think we'll get further.
Well, you know, and that's what we played that soundbite from Melissa Harris Perry yesterday on the show, that it's like cancer, and that if it's in your body and same from the congressman who's now had this change in his views. Now, he was one of the handful of Democrats who would still consider himself to be pro-life. It's almost extinct. I mean, I'm not sure how many are left in Capitol Hill anymore. But again, you know, he says he's had this total change. I think, Diane, you're right about the 8 weeks. I think you're right about being realistic and the fights that we can have now, the fights that we can have later. The technology and the science is with us. And so, Diane, let me thank you for your phone call. I think everything you say is absolutely right. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Phyllis calling in from New York on line 3. Phyllis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. God bless you for what you do and your staff.
Thanks, Phyllis.
For fighting for us. And the Bible says that we are to speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves. And thank you that you're doing just that. But I had an abortion many, many years ago, and I know God has forgiven me. And it's done, it's over, and I don't have to carry that. But you still think about it. It's like losing a child in a war, a car accident, it's always there. But my question is, why are these people in legislation, people in even our president, why aren't they shown what an abortion is, what happens when they take that baby out piece by piece, and this barbaric murder, legalized murder of partial birth abortion? Why aren't they shown what happens to these live babies, that their necks are slit, the head is kept in the womb, they suck out the brains, the baby dies, and that's what partial birth abortion is? C. Everett Koop, many, many years ago, about 20 years ago, when he was the attorney general, he used a mannequin, a dummy, and he showed exactly piece by piece, step by step, what happens during an abortion. And he did an abortion using that mannequin. And it was absolutely horrible, horrible, horrible. But this partial birth abortion is just legalized barbaric murder. And these people that are screaming for this abortion to be allowed and to be legalized, why isn't it mandatory that they see what they're screaming for, the killing of an innocent baby, while their arms and legs are flailing around? And inside the womb, just like that lady said, they suck their thumbs, they cover their face, they do all these things. Yep. That's a live baby. They told me it was a piece of matter, M-A-T-T-E-R, that had not formed, and I believed them. And this was, 40 years ago. Of course, we looked up to our doctors, and right, we thought that they were gods. And I know a lot of women out there in my age group, they did the same thing and heard the same thing. But my question is for legislation, all forms of legislation, and especially these women that scream, they burn the bra and they want to kill the baby, and it's my choice, it's my body. Why aren't they shown these pictures of how well,
that's also a debate. You know, Phyllis, let me thank you for your phone call. That's also a debate on Capitol Hill and also in a lot of state legislatures right now. Is the ultrasound, you know, the technology, the science behind this has changed so much in 40 years. And Phyllis, let me thank you also for sharing your personal story. But this, there is legislation on that then. It's happening a lot at the state level. We're seeing the ultrasound legislation. We're seeing informed consent legislation. Planned Parenthood still fights it at every step of the way. In fact, in Virginia yesterday, they were trying to undo an ultrasound piece of legislation, informed consent legislation, and a 24-hour waiting period. It failed all three efforts, but they were pushing that kind of effort even in when they knew it was an uphill battle for them. They don't stop fighting either.
Yeah, technology really is one of the very big reasons that we're winning on this issue, Jordan. I mean, it continues to improve. We continue to be able to see convincingly that the signs of life are apparent very early. I would just say two things to Phyllis. First of all, her suggestion that lawmakers see the gruesome nature of what an abortion is. The good news is, if there is any good news here, lawmakers know that. They have, to a person, they have been shown that. They know what this procedure is like, so they're informed. But then to the mother, you're talking about the informed consent laws, Jordan. I think you don't even have to show a mother the gruesome nature of abortion. All you have to do is show them the very convincing signs of life that exist. You don't have to show them what would happen, although I think you probably should. If you show them an ultrasound of what is living inside of them, the statistics are overwhelmingly on the side of life. When a mother sees what is growing inside of her, she does not abort that baby almost every side, because it's convincing to her that killing that baby is neonaticide, is the taking of a life. And when you show them the proof of it on the screen in front of them, almost every time they choose life.
Folks, we're going to go right back to the phones, and we'll continue to take your phone calls. Remember, we have a second half hour on the broadcast, and let me go right now to Jaina, who's calling in from Oregon on line one. Jaina, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
I just want to thank you guys so much for making it easy for us to join your committees and being able to get this information to our congressmen and senators. And I believed the lie when I was in my early teens and 20s that it was just a blob of tissue, and that's what they propagated, and they still do. And I believe that it would help us all if we would remember that that's a baby and call it such, because if it's wanted, it's a baby. I mean, if you go to a hospital and you have at 20 weeks, it tries to be born, you've got something wrong, they try to keep it alive, and they put it on an incubator and do whatever they can to keep it alive because you want it. But then if you don't want it, it's just a fetus and get rid of it. And that doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it does not. And Jane, let me thank you for your phone call. Remember, folks, we've got a second half hour coming up on Jay Sekulow Live. You don't want to miss that. It's on SiriusXM. Also, it's online, ACLJ.org, and many of your local stations where you're listening. And continue to call us, 1-800-684-3110. To stand up for life, here's what you do. As Jaina said, we make it very easy for you. You call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition online. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, and I really want to go right to the phones. We were talking about the fight for life on Capitol Hill, really an unfortunate and unexplainable what happened here when you had a good piece of pro-life legislation, the 20-week abortion ban, ready to be voted on last week, and Republicans. So again, folks, you know, as fair as we are on this broadcast, who had issues with some of the language and decided in the 24 hours before the vote they may not support it, putting the votes past the legislation's passage in jeopardy, forcing the House of Representatives leadership to pull the vote. So this is not leadership who decided to do this. It was rank and file members of Congress. And folks, we are putting pressure to make sure Congress reschedules this vote and gets this done. I want to take your phone calls on it, and I don't think we would need to waste any more time. We can go right to them now. Let's go to Diana in Colorado on line two. Diana, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, guys. I just want to make a couple comments. Absolutely, we need to get out there and do everything we can, and I want to thank you for everything you guys have done. Unfortunately, I made one of those mistakes back about 40 years ago, and all of your callers are absolutely right. There is no question in my mind, if I would have had an ultrasound, I would have made another decision. Every one of us, it's okay, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. But nobody tells you about 40 years later how it's still not okay. You know as a woman what's happened inside of you. They never have any follow-up. There's nothing about what's going to happen to you mentally. God, I know God has forgiven me. But I got to tell you, what you have to bear later on in life is something that I would never wish on anyone. And we need to make sure that we do the ultrasound. It just drives me nuts. It's a money driven. It's all money driven, and we all know that. Or they wouldn't be passing all this down. Why is it that they don't want to show an ultrasound? Why is it they don't want to ask you all those questions? It's just, I have never called to admit what I've done. But the callers before, back in our time, just like the nurse said, it was okay. We believed the doctors. It was okay. Nothing's wrong. I just want to thank you for what you guys are doing, and I'm just here to tell every woman that this is such a bigger picture in life, what you have to go through, let alone this little baby that you have killed, literally.
Well, Diane, let me thank you again for being brave, and I think that's why we did this, these shows these last couple of days, encourages more people to speak out, to kind of come out of the shadows, if you will, tell your story, because you never know who's listening right now in their car or work or at home, making the same decisions, trying to make the same choices, hearing the same propaganda from Planned Parenthood, and now I've heard so many of your stories, and we'll continue to tell those stories as well today. So if you're on the line, hang on the line. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. We will take your phone calls. That's 1-800-684-3110. Than, let me go to you here. What is the timeline here for this legislation coming back through the process?
Yeah, there's not an announced timeline, Jordan. The leadership has promised to bring it back up. They are waiting for the Judiciary Committee to help work out some of the language issues. We have sort of put our own timeline on this. We don't think that these are complicated legislative language issues. So we think that the Judiciary Committee and the rank and file members that have a problem with this need to resolve those language issues in the next 2 weeks. Now, that doesn't mean the vote needs to be scheduled in the next 2 weeks. We need to have language that all of the pro-life community can stand behind, ready to go to the floor. That enables us to go back to leadership and say, okay, we're ready to go. We want you to put this back on the floor. I do think that vote should be scheduled in the next month, Jordan, in the month of February. But first of all, in these next 2 weeks, let's make sure that everybody is on board with the same language. I think in the next 2 weeks, I think that's more than enough time for that to happen.
All right, folks, we will continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. But what we need you to do is take action. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, call now, 1-800-684-3110. We are taking your phone calls. We've got some on the line. We're going to get to those calls right when we come back from this break. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. it is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to go to Ardriel calling in from California on line 6. Ardriel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to echo some of the sentiments that a couple of your other callers had about going into the clinic and basically not being given a choice. I actually was 16 when I was found out that I was pregnant, and I had no idea what to do, scared, frightened. I mean, that's pretty young, you know, and not being given a choice. The place was cold. The medical staff there, these professionals that you look up to, were completely and totally cold. They did not care about me as a person. They just basically started talking immediately about abortion and telling me that that was my only option at 16. And you do look up to these people, and you have no idea what's going on with your body, and especially being that age, my entire generation. I mean, these kids are getting pregnant 13, 14, 15, 16, and they're being told the same thing. You're not given an option. There's no future for you. There's no future for your child. That's going to cause suffering and pain to you and the rest of the world around you, and there's absolutely no other option. This is what they tell us. And actually, in my case, thank God that I recognized that that was just so cold. And because she was angry and rude, and all of the staff there, they were just cold, I walked right out of there. And thank God I chose life for my child. And, it was hard and it was painful to think about the scary future that was painted for me when I was at that clinic. But I'm here to tell you that that's not the case. That's not the truth. Exactly the opposite happened in my case. My son is 17 years old. He is fantastic, fantastic, and amazing. And because of that incident, my entire family rallied together. I mean, we were in a hard spot, but we came together as a team, as a unit, and it brought us all together and gave us hope for the future. And it's been fantastic and amazing, and I can't imagine what would have happened to that boy who's 17, plays the guitar, has a girlfriend, goes to church. I mean, he's a fantastic human being, and if I had murdered him simply because that the medical professional told me that that's what I needed to do when I was 16, I would have taken a life, a human life that has every possibility of moving forward. And please, people, sign that petition. These are human beings that we're talking about, human beings. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. Sign that petition. This is life that we're talking about.
Let me thank you so much, for hanging on the line and for calling and talking to us on the air today. And I believe you're absolutely right. We have to speak up for these lives. Call 877-989-2255. You want to do just that by signing the petition or going to ACLJ.org and signing the petition online. Let's go back to the phones again. Let's go to Caroline in New Jersey on line one. Caroline, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, I just wanted to tell a story about, this is for mom that had a child that basically she was only 15, my daughter, that she was told by an older boy, 20, that he couldn't get her pregnant. She was very naive, and I was a single parent, of course, at the time, trying to juggle jobs and kids. I just wanted to say that when I took her, and I feel, even though I am a Christian, I just felt so bad for her, that they did nothing, absolutely nothing at that Planned Parenthood to either give her counseling, to check up on her, to do, and I look back at it now, it was 15 years ago, I look back at it now, she's so affected by this, it's just, she's, you know, just in so much pain all the time because of it, even though she's a Christian also and she knows God's forgiven her. But I'm just saying, as a parent, if you have a child out there, to just, you know, do the right thing and take them where they need to get, you know, not to go for an abortion, and to help them all that you can. I look back at it now and have such regret. And it's of course, my daughter has a lot more, you know. And that's all I'd just like to say. I find your petition, and I'm so for no abortion. Absolutely. This just a horrific thing for anybody to go through, especially a child. You know, it's just horrible.
Sure. Well, Caroline, let me thank you for sharing again. More brave stories, more honest stories, more open stories. And I think we're changing hearts and changing minds just by letting all of you have a platform to tell your story in a way where you may not have done so before. And I don't think people always realize, when we're talking about this issue, how widespread it is. But when we talk about the hundreds of thousands, millions of abortions, those numbers do represent people. It's not just statistics that are thrown out there. And all of you are testimony to that as well, about how this works and what we see. And so let me go to back to the phones. We'll go. And we'll go to Lisa in California. Lisa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And you just said it, just what I was thinking. These ladies' testimonies is the biggest and most important thing we can get. And, you know, it is awful. It's a horrific thing that's going on. But one of the biggest things that I think a lot of women also tend to forget is that these places like you know, Planned Parenthood and other places that perform abortions, they keep harping so much on a woman's right to choose and it being the woman's body. Well, number one, it is her body, and I do believe that it's a woman's right to choose before she has another human body inside of her. But number two, they, you know, harp so much about, women's rights. Well, what about the woman that they're aborting? They're taking another woman's right. And they seem to forget that. And, you know, it's awful. And it's sad. But like I said, you know, a woman's testimony is one of the biggest and most important things that we could hear, because we're getting firsthand what somebody lived through. And, you know, and it's something that doesn't go away. You know, we're thankful that we have God and that He forgives us and eases our pain. But it is something that you live for or live through for the rest of your life. And, you know, and my heart goes out to them.
Well, Lisa, let me thank you for your phone call. Let me go to, and I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we should pray for all of the people who've called in and been brave to share their story and share what's happened to them. And Mary called in from California online too. Mary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you so much for all that you're doing. And I've signed a petition. I was pro-abortion and got pregnant as a teenager, and I was going to go to Planned Parenthood, the clinic. And by the time I got there, I realized that what I was about to do was take the life of an innocent human being. And I didn't have that right, no matter what it, you know, was about to do to my body. And so I went in just to get my pregnancy test,
And two gals met me in the room and blocked the door, would not let me out for at least a couple of hours. They badgered me and told me I was going to be irresponsible if I didn't sign the papers for an abortion. And I finally was able to get out of there, but that was an awful, awful experience.
Well, Mary, thank you for sharing your story. You know, you talk about how you have to fight back to say no. And everyone's been in pressure situations before, but I don't think I've ever heard any other example. I mean, this is not buying a car. You know, and these decisions that are made, it's like, you know, the way it sounds, they're just trying, they'll do everything they can to keep you there, to keep you on what they want to do. And that's because it is their business. And though it may be crass to say, well, it's like the car buying experience, to them, that is what it is. It's a way to make money. It's a way to fill their coffers. It's a way to make their quotas. And then we know they have quotas, and that's exactly what they're doing.
I think people might find it hard to believe what Mary is saying, but, you know, the numbers bear this out, Jordan. The business model of Planned Parenthood is rooted in abortion, and it's rooted in abortion to this extent. For every 100 pregnant women that walk into a Planned Parenthood clinic, less than 2 will carry that child to term. Somewhere between 98 and 99 will get an abortion because Planned Parenthood funnels them into that abortion, and they do it, Jordan, because it's how they make money. They know if they show a woman an ultrasound, she will choose, and I use that word strategically, she will choose life, so they don't show her the ultrasound so they can make their money.
Folks, we want you to be involved here. Call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. I don't know if on Monday we will be on this issue, so this is a great time to take the opportunity to get involved. That's 877-989-2255. Of course, we're going to stay on it. We're going to make sure that this is that their vote is scheduled, a vote moves forward in the House of Representatives. Go to ACLJ.org so you can share this with your friends and family. Remember as well, a new letter from Pastor Saeed Abedini to President Obama, thanking the president for sitting down with Saeed's wife and children in their hometown of Boise, Idaho, saying that he's praying for President Obama. So, folks, I encourage you to also share that with your friends and family. That's up at ACLJ.org. It's on our Facebook page. It's on Twitter.com/JordanSeculin. And again, thank you for so many of your excellent phone calls so far today. To be brave and discuss this issue, call now. If you want to stand with so many of the brave women who did tell you their story today, call 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. We are continuing to call on the United States House of Representatives to bring back up the 20-week ban on abortions after it was pulled from the schedule last week. If you want to stand with us in that demand, call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org. You know, folks, there's a lot of talk on this topic about the war on women. And, folks, we really need to take back this turf because science is on our side on this issue. The signs of life for an unborn child are getting earlier and earlier. I think the politics are on our side as well, on the side of life. As women, when you talk about these late-term abortion bans, women support this bill on a ratio of about 2-1. So the politics are on our side. The science is certainly on our side. And we should be really strong in our demand that these late-term abortions are outlawed in the United States of America, that we catch up with the rest of the world, that we catch up, that we get out of the ranks of the likes of North Korea and China, and that we are not able to take the life of an unborn child after 20 weeks of gestation. If you want to stand with us, again, the number 877-989-2255. Jordan was on with Janet Parshall yesterday on her radio broadcast called In the Market talking about this issue. They also talked about Pastor Syed Abedini's case, but one segment focused in on this fetal pain bill, and I wanted you to hear the conversation that they had. So let's go ahead and roll it now. This is Jordan on with Janet Parshall from yesterday.
We're visiting with Jordan Sekulow, who's the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice. And by the way, we've linked their website on ours. Just go to inthemarketwithjennaparshall.org. A ton of things, including, by the way, the complete interview that Nagma Amedini did on Fox, talking about her meeting with the president of the United States. And every time Jordan or Jay show up on Fox, they always do such a marvelous job. They represent King and our cause so greatly, and I praise God for that. Speaking of representing our cause, Jordan, I'm so glad I get to pick your brains, because it was paradoxical on the National March for Life when hundreds of thousands of people came and decided that they would remember the horrific decision of Roe v. Wade, but that they would press on until we're a country that once again gets that blight removed off our soul, that the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, cumbersome name, but it says it all, was going to be voted on in the floor of the House, but there was some last-minute chess playing. Can you tell us what happened?
That's right. And you know, this is a piece of legislation that has passed before the Republican-led House, which has been there since after the first 2 years of the Obama presidency, and it's passed this kind of legislation. It's also known as the 20-week abortion ban. So, but it's about fetal pain, and the focus here that it's a real worthwhile fight for life. And not something, again, that people expected was going to be so controversial in the House. The real battle we expected to finally get to have, the real debate on this, was in the United States Senate, where Harry Reid had blocked this. And now with Republican leadership there, they would at least allow for the debate to go on. And it's pretty tough to defend abortions after 5 months of pregnancy. And so it would change that whole debate, what Planned Parenthood can't stand. But instead, when you're fighting back against these groups, which are really the abortion industry, and Planned Parenthood alone is over a billion dollar a year business, what they were able to do was scare a lot of rank and file Republicans. So conservatives, people who run as pro-life candidates, away from this legislation based off one of the requirements under an exception. And what that is there's as common these pro-life pieces of legislation, there's an exception for rape and incest, and when the life of the mother is at risk, and that's a very specific term, not just health. Mm-hmm. It came down to the rape issue, because it required that if you were going to have one of these late-term abortions after 20 weeks, that you had to have reported that the rape. And so that started scaring conservative members of Congress to a point where the leadership, people like John Boehner and Kevin McCarthy, were worried that it may not pass. Obviously, they weren't going to get a lot of support from the other side of the aisle. And so there was kind of a mutiny within. And what we thought was so unfortunate is, one, it happened, as you said, on this unfortunate anniversary of Roe versus Wade. But when pro-lifers gather from around the country and come to Washington, D.C., and there was a piece of pro-life legislation passed to stop federal funding to abortion providers to make the Hyde Amendment permanent. But this ended up dominating the news, especially on the issue of life. And it made it look like even within, the conservatives could not get their act together. And so we're calling on, the Congress to get this figured out quickly. These debates need to happen before, before you get to 24 hours before a vote. And it played right into the handbook of Planned Parenthood, and also the media on the left, who could just talk about the confusion and disruption inside the pro-life members of Congress instead of the bigger, you know, the overall picture where hundreds of thousands of people here in Washington marching for life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, for the record, this is 20 weeks and beyond. And anybody who knows anyone who's ever been pregnant knows that at that point, baby's got hiccups, rolling, sucking his thumb. The 4D ultrasounds tell us no questions that this is absolutely a baby that's fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of his or her creator. But we also know, based on testimony that was given on the Hill, powerful testimony from neonatologists and scientists, that these babies do, in fact, feel pain. So I found it commonsensical that you could say, listen, can we not find common ground at least in this area? Now, the takeaway that I got also, Jordan, was that Chris Smith, who's strongly never wavering in his pro-life position, said that this legislation will come up again. Will it have to be tweaked in terms of the reporting part that became the sticky wicket for those who pulled back?
You know, that's going to be the key here. And that debate happening behind the closed doors and members of Congress, people have elected, working out specific language, you know, that's part of the legislative process. But this came out of nowhere. That's what makes us nervous and why we've kind of activated people on this, because it was unexpected to look at this Republican House right now and think that a pro-life piece of legislation already voted on before is now being scuttled by the same people who probably voted for it 2 years ago, and not new members of Congress that had such a problem with it. It does kind of, to me, there's an underlying bigger issue, and here's what that is. The leadership in the House of Representatives and also in the U.S. Senate, they've got to schedule votes. They've got to put these things on the calendar. They've got to allow for the debate. And there's always kind of the issue of getting these pro-life pieces of legislation, you know, on the calendar, making sure they're going to get a vote, making sure it gets out to the people. You could see now why 2 weeks from now, if this is not figured out and the language is not figured out, why, if you're in leadership, you'd be nervous that this would all happen again. And behind the scenes here, you do have the Planned Parenthood lobbyists, the abortion lobbyists, who don't support these members of Congress, even who had just a problem with this reporting language, but at the same time were able to scare them into thinking, you know, they'll make this, and unfortunately, this issue about rape instead of about a late-term abortion. And you know, when we talk about the rape and abortion, we're talking about, you know, not even a percent of, especially when we're looking at 5 months into the pregnancy. So no excuses here for members of Congress, and we're not after the Democrats here or the left. This is really a conservative problem that needs to be fixed.
And it's a commonsensical solution, truly.
Absolutely.
Now, when Jordan, you talked about activating, I want to draw people to our website, because not only should they be visiting the ACLJ website, but one of the things you can do is to let your voice be heard through a petition. There's a petition there for, in fact, it's the Be Heard Project to help work for the release of Saeed Abedini. About 220,000 signatures so far, but the sky's the limit. Is your name there? Because if it's not, you need to consider putting your name there. And second is signing a petition that demands a vote to defend life. Both of those are there on our website. Check it out, In the Market with JanetParshall.org. Thanks, Jordan, so much for all the work you do at ACLJ. Back after this.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on with Janet Parshall on In the Market from yesterday. If you want to stand with us and demand that the United States House of Representatives bring the fetal pain bill back up for a vote, that we do not allow abortions on these children of 20 weeks gestation that feel pain as they are dismembered, I want you to call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org. Again, the number, 877-989-2255, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.